Blog Talk Radio.
Dip, 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 dip. La 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 la
Hey, I'm here. You're listening to the Work for Life show, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. Here at the Work for Life show, I help people with job readiness. I help people find jobs by preparing themselves so that they can present themselves to employers so that they know where to go, so that they know what to do, what to wear, what to say, because all of those are things that's important. You got to get it right. You got to do it all. Well, this month is Black History Month, America's Black History Month. And I've set a goal for myself this month during Black History Month. I will be working toward trying to see to it that leaders and people that's in control actually recognize Black History Month. My belief is that in America, blacks have not been given the opportunities that they desire, that they require, that they deserve. They desire more, they require more, they deserve more. Because blacks have paid the prices from the days of the first blacks that come into America, Africans, Americanized blacks through slavery, abolition of slavery, Civil Rights Act. This is history. This is not just black history. This is America's black history. And for the reasons that we had to have a Black History Month are the same reasons America has got to recognize Black History Month. And I'm saying today that in order to pay tribute to America's Black History Month, it's time America decide to grow new finances. Whichever role you play in America, you owe America, blacks, we have come a long ways in this country, and when I say we, I mean we as Americans. We've done great in this country, but we've got to do better. I look all through advertisements right this month. I see just today, just February 4th, I've seen so many advertisements targeted toward blacks during this Black History Month. But these same companies are not targeting blacks toward hiring. They're refusing jobs to blacks, but they want the monies. And they know what they want, because blacks actually spend more money than any other group of people on the planet. But when it comes to jobs, blacks are last hired and first fired. Blacks get less money for the work that they do. Come to being hired right now, our unemployment rate is somewhere around 5.6. But in the black community, unemployment rates is about 10.. Now that's enough to tell you that it's time for America to pay tribute to America's Black History Month in the way that matters. And it matters that we grow new finances, because everybody needs money to live. And the more money, the better the lifestyle. And everybody have a right to live in a great lifestyle based on their own desires. So today, and for each show that I do this month, during America's Black History, I'm moving toward new finances, making things better, not just for Black Americans, but for working class Americans, because that's where we are. Because you see, America cannot hurt Blacks, which is what they're doing right now, without hurting the working class, which is what is happening right now. So my shows, I'm talking to different groups of people. I'm talking to job seekers, no matter what color you are. I'm talking to CEOs. I'm talking to politicians. I'm talking to the clergy that's out there. I'm talking to the courts, and I'm talking to law enforcement. And I'm talking about jobs. That's what I'm talking about, jobs. We must do everything within our power, our reach, to put the entire country back to work. We need to be back to our workforce, which used to be around 160 million people. I'm sure it should be greater than that today. But we can do it, America. I'm Bill Eater, and this is the Work for Life show. And if you feel like I feel, I want to hear from you. I'm right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. There's a message board. Follow me and let me know what you think about paying tribute to America's Black History Month. You can follow me on Twitter at WorkForLifeBEA. You can send me an email at WFL@workforlife.net. And I'm located right here in Houston. And what I do is help people earn money. Teach people how to get out there and earn money. I teach people how to start their own businesses. I invest in people who need work. In other words, I invest in people who need money. There are low income and no income people who need help finding work. I'm looking right here. I'm on my computer. I'm not at my office where I can take calls, but I'm on my computer. And right here, here's what flashed up. A company asking people to begin your Black USA stamp collection. You see, this is what I'm saying. CEOs advertise to Blacks because they want the Black dollar. But when it comes to hiring the Blacks, the science is not up that way. It's lies out there about people, Blacks are not being hired because they can't do the work. That's a lie. And it's time to make a lie out of the liars in America. It's time for Americans to be put back to work. And it's going to take everybody's efforts. So I'm paying tribute this month to America's Black History Month by asking job seekers to dig deeper and try harder. Now, here's what I'm doing. I'm asking job seekers to dig deeper. Excuse me for the break. I had to take care of something urgent. I'm asking those who are out looking for jobs to dig deeper and try harder to get hired. There are jobs out there. I can help you. I promise you I have shows here that will help you. I have never, ever worked with anybody who wanted a job, and I worked with them, and they didn't find a job. There are jobs to be had. I can promise you that. But you have to be willing to do a lot of different things, and you have to be willing to take rejection, and you have to be willing to listen, even though, here's what I know for most job seekers. When I try to talk to people who are not really willing to listen, and they think they know it all. No matter what I say, they'll say, well, I tried that, well, I did that, well, I went there, well, I did, instead of just hearing me out. What I like to do with people who are looking for work is ask them to tell me, what do you do the night before you do your job search the next day? What do you do that night, and what do you do that next day when you get started? And when a person respond back to me, I can tell by what they say if they have a good method, and I can tell where they're lacking. And then based on that, if I ask you to tell me what you do for 3 hours, I will tell you what you're doing wrong. And when I tell you what you're doing wrong, I will also tell you what to do right. And if you pay attention and are good at following instructions and willing to take the risk, you'll get the job done, meaning you'll get hired. So that's why this Black History Month, I'm asking America to pay tribute to America's Black History Month. If you're a job seeker, dig deeper and try harder to get hired. Use whatever is out there available to you, whatever tools, be it radio show, blogs like this one, be it online help, whether it's at your library, your local employment office, workshops, job fairs, do it all. That's how you get a job. I'm not doing this. I know it because I've had too many people explain to me how they do job search, and it's too many things missing in their job search. And that's why I know that people are not doing everything that they can to get hired. So I'm asking the job seekers to dig deeper and try harder to get hired. I'm asking the CEOs to not just market to Black people, but to hire Black people. We are good spenders, and we are good workers. And we worked by the sweat of our brow and shed blood and tears in this country for this country. And we deserve jobs like anybody else. And I'm asking CEOs during Black History Month this year to hire Blacks. How am I doing it? I'm tweeting them. I'm emailing them. I'm sending snail mail to them, and I'm making phone calls. My goal is to reach 500 CEOs during February, and I can do it because I've done it before, and I don't stop until I accomplish my goals. I'm asking the politicians to pass the infrastructure bills. These are bills which will add jobs for a lot of men in America. Men, infrastructure jobs mean we're going to put more men to work than with any other thing we can do. Because, see, there are a lot of places hiring, but a lot of men is not going in office and work. A lot of jobs that's hiring, men don't go do. Men don't go to Burger King. And I'm not putting Burger King down, because there are a lot of women who help their men by them working at Burger King to bring in that extra money. And everybody in Burger King is not making $7 an hour. There are people in Burger King making $10 an hour. But I'm asking the politicians to pass the infrastructure job bills so that we can put American men to work. Because when those men go to work, all colors of men, it's for the good of all American families. And our families need to see all our men working, and especially Black families. So I'm asking the politicians to pass the infrastructure bills. How am I asking? Because I'm calling them. I know my senators. I know my congresspeople. And I know some of the people that's in the legislative body here in the state of Texas. And I do make phone calls. And I do tweet people. I'm on the job all the time because I'm working to put America back to work. That's what I do. That's my passion. Getting people working. People who have given up on working. People who need specific types of work. People who haven't graduated high school but and worked maybe 10, 15 years and think now they're unemployable because they don't have a high school diploma. No such thing. Where there's a will, there's a way. And it can happen. I'm asking the clergy to be prayerful and encourage your congregations to get out there, to get out there and seek those jobs. Encourage your congregation to get out there and hire those people who need to be hired. I'm asking clergy to encourage your congregation to get out there and pass them bills because, see, I know politicians go to church. And I know CEOs go to church. And I know job seekers go to church. Now, they're not all in the same churches, but all the clergy and all the ministers and pastors, they're all supposed to be doing the same thing. And the same thing is to do God's work. And God's work is to leave no worker behind. God wants every man capable of working to be out, able to go out and work. And so it's up to the clergy to give job seekers the courage to stay out there and give them the money for gas and bus passes, clergy, if you need to do that. And it's up to the clergy to talk to their congregation who you know can hire people and encourage them to hire all kinds of people in God's name. And it's up to the clergy to encourage those politicians that's in their congregation. And encourage those politicians that you vote for. Contact the office. You guys go in groups and talk to those politicians. Go to those town hall meetings, clergy, and be heard for your congregation and for God's people. This country is hurting for work because when a country is not working, they do desperate things. And God knows that because God says it in Scripture. Desperate people, hungry people, you can expect destruction. You can't stop it because the stomach knows nothing but food. Stomach don't care where the food come from. And I'm asking the courts and I'm asking law enforcement to practice an amnesty this month to help low-income and no-income people so that they can move forward in their lives and with their efforts so that their finances can be better this American Black History Month. Amnesty. America used to do that. Cities used to do that. They would have amnesty where people who had traffic tickets, they would throw them out, or they would let them come in and serve their time over a weekend and throw them out. Courts and law enforcement got to do more than just running around profiling blacks and making life rougher and tougher along the way, because when you profile a man and take his money that he don't have in the first place, you're taking food out of the mouths of children who are going to grow up to be teenagers, who are going to grow up to be adults. And when children's lives are unstable, when they're in their young years and they get to be teens, they don't have nothing to look forward to. And so you can't expect them to expect the best when all they've ever had was the worst at the hands of their courts and at the hands of the cops and at the hands of clergy and politicians and CEOs. You can't expect nothing else from them when they grow up in that. And remember, we have a generation of children who are war babies, war children, who have grown up with war. We have eight people who were 18 years old in 2001 who went to and volunteered to serve America. Some didn't come back. Others come back broke up. Others come back and can't find jobs. Tribute this month to America's Black history. Do this. Grow new finances for America's people And that can happen if job seekers do their best and CEOs do their best and politicians do their best, clergy do their best, law enforcement officers do your best, and courts do your best. That's how we get to where we need to be in this country. So running around paying tribute to America's Black History Month by telling people who was the first this and the first that, it ain't getting us what we need. It ain't giving our children what they need. It's not giving our teenagers what they need. It's just being used as a tool for CEOs to make more money. And that's not good enough for America, because it's sure not good enough for me. And I am an American, and I'm a proud American. So I'm asking everybody to pay tribute to America's Black History Month this month. Grow new finances. You see, America's Black History Month didn't just pop up because blacks wanted it. Mm-mm, that's not how it happened. So I'm asking you to pay tribute to America's Black History Month and grow new finances, because I want you to really know what Black History Month is about. Financial and social gains is the way to pay tribute to lives that were lost and struggling blacks. And those who supported the blacks, they faced a lot of stuff to get this Black History Month. It did not just happen. People died because they wanted equality. That's why we have Black History Month. Do not let the efforts and gains of civil rights leaders and the supporters of civil rights leaders be in vain. Black History Month is the result of blacks wanting something to happen and blacks working together with other groups of people in an organized fashion to make it happen, and not waiting for those who didn't want it to happen to come on and say, let's get it done. There were millions of people who were against Black History Month. Way more against it than it was for it. But as blacks, we marched on and we kept at it until we got Black History Month. Everything that I've ever claimed in my life is and was and the results of my efforts. There were slam doors in my face. There were racial slurs in my ears. I worked sometimes and didn't get paid, and there was nothing I could do about it. I worked sometimes and got less than I was told I was going to be paid, and there was nothing I could do about it. And sometimes I wasn't given a job at all. I stood in lines and watched white people in front of me and white people behind me get jobs. And I walked away because there was nothing that I could do about it. I was refused jobs. All this happened after America's Black History Month was recognized in this land of opportunity. This stuff happened to me after civil rights was passed. And a lot of this stuff is still happening today. And those who claim to be God's people have got to get about God's work. Whether you're a job seeker or a CEO or a politician or a clergyman or a judge in a court or a police officer, don't you ever think that God will be denied, because he will not be. But we all have to do our part, from job seekers to the cops. Everybody got to do their part. So I'm asking you today to pay tribute to America's Black History Month this year. Now, I'm going to be providing business startup services and funds to people who are starting up their businesses right here in Houston. I am going to work with people who want to earn money, and I will do everything that I can to help them come March to be situated in earning money. I can do it. I've done it for many people, and I can do it now. And that's what I will do this month. That's my way to pay tribute to America's Black History Month. I'm in Houston, and I've given you all the information you need to contact me. And if you want to grow new finances in your life, and really want to pay tribute to America's Black History Month, then you'll work with me, whether you're a job seeker, a CEO, a politician, a clergyman, a person in the courts, or a cop. There are ways we can help one another. This is America. This is the land of opportunity. We have people still needing jobs. Yes, we are doing a lot better than we were when we suffered that stock market crash in 2008. But we're not doing as good as we can do until we bring black unemployment numbers out of double digits for the first time. I remember one time that black unemployment number was around 8-something. That's the lowest I ever remember it being. And that was when Clinton was in office. And everybody else unemployment was down to about 4-something. But for blacks, the unemployment was at 8-something. So if America had brought down the black unemployment, we would have probably had 0 unemployment. So I'm just asking CEOs to stop marketing to blacks when you're not willing to give blacks jobs. And you know you want that $1 trillion. So give more blacks jobs and raise that money, and you put a better product out there, and then you can get the money that all the other companies are giving to blacks. Because everybody knows blacks are spenders, and blacks are big spenders. Everybody knows that. And you do a good job making it, you put it out there on that market, blacks will come and buy it, no doubt about it. We will buy it. Everything. We love electronics, makeup, clothes, automobiles, just driving around. We will burn them gas stations up if we got the money in our pocket and just ride. We just ride. And we don't have to have a brand new vehicle to ride. We will ride if the vehicle we in stopping every other block, as long as we can buy the gas and as long as we can crank it again and keep rolling. We need more money in the black communities. And my mission this Black History Month is to demand more money, more jobs. And I'm asking everybody who has a role in this to do the same. You've been listening to the Work for Life show. This is my pay tribute to America's Black History Month show. I want to see America grow new finances. And for me, blacks are at the top of the list for new finances. So if you're looking for to earn money and you're here in Houston, look me up. Even if you're not in Houston, but you want to do some things and you need some help, look me up. I'm here. I help anybody. I help anybody because I know it's the working class who's hurting in America. Some of the working class don't realize how much they're hurting, but they're hurting, and it's not going to get better until working class join together and make it better. I'm Bill Eater. Thank you for listening to me.